Restaurants across U.S. put reopening plans in place, from mannequin diners to timers for hand washing. By Penny Star on May 14, 2020. The coronavirus has been devastating for restaurants across America, forcing many to be reduced to takeout service only and others shutting down altogether. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, eating and drinking establishments lost 5.5 million jobs in April, not including a 500,000 jobs lost in March. Eating and drinking places are the primary component of the total restaurant and food service industry, which prior to the coronavirus outbreak employed 12 million out of the total restaurant and food service workforce of 15.6 million, a report from the National Restaurant Association said. Now, as states around the country are slowly opening up, restaurants are putting plans in place to see if they will be among the coronavirus survivors. Here is a sampling of restaurant news across the country. Virginia. As Breitbart News reported, a popular Virginia destination is reopening after the coronavirus shutdown, and visitors who come to eat at the Inn at Little Washington will share the space with mid-century mannequin diners seated to implement social distancing. Town & Country magazine reported on the creative comeback. Chef and proprietor Patrick O'Connell, a James Beard Award winner, is conceptualizing these intricate scenes to comply with capacity regulations implemented in light of the coronavirus pandemic. The Inn is working with two local businesses to stage the tables. For Authenticity, Signature Theater, a Tony Award-winning nonprofit professional theater company, will help create the scenes and design foundry. Team of carpenters, painters, designers, fabricators, will facilitate construction. The mannequin-filled reopening also comes alongside a new menu. O'Connell is still working out the details, but we know it will feature the restaurant's signature whimsy. Even before the mannequins, the Inn was known for its irreverent take on dining, from its cheese specialist with a mooing cow cart, speaking exclusively in puns, to the dining room dress code, no wet bikinis. California. Restaurants in California have to reopen following the very restrictive guidelines that Governor Gavin Newsom put in place. Dine-in restaurants, brewpubs, breweries, bars, pubs, craft distilleries, and wineries that provide sit-down meals should follow the restaurant guidance below and should continue to encourage takeout and delivery service whenever possible, the guidelines said. Law 360 reported on pushback against the restrictions. In April, a group of California companies sued state and county officials in federal court, demanding they overturn orders closing non-essential businesses in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. California incorporated companies, including restaurants and tourism services, argued in their complaint that the coronavirus-related shelter-in-place orders violate their constitutional rights and will drive them out of business. Fearing the havoc that is already crippling the state's economy, the business's mass action challenges the orders as an infringement on their civil rights and liberties under the U.S. and state constitutions. Florida. Florida is one of the states that is embracing reopening safely to get small businesses back on board, including restaurants. The Tampa Bay Times reported on some of the restaurants and how they are handling the post-lockdown scenario. At Big John's Alabama Barbecue in East Tampa this week, a steady lunchtime crowd stood in line outside the 52-year-old establishment as a masked employee took orders behind a plastic screen walk-up window. It's a now familiar ritual after nearly 2 months of life in the coronavirus pandemic. Although Governor Ron DeSantis' proposal to gradually reopen the state allows restaurants to serve customers inside at 25% of maximum capacity, and the city has encouraged restaurants to set up outdoor seating in parking lots, the family-owned business preferred a wait-and-see attitude. "Just like we cook our barbecue, we're going to take our time," said Corey Miller, grandson of the founders who helps run the restaurant. Texas. Texas is another state that is working hard to get back to pre-virus operations. One restaurant owner said that his property is cleaner than a hospital. The Killeen Daily Herald reported on what restaurants are up to after Texas Governor Greg Abbott relaxed restriction on dining establishments. According to Abbott's May 27 directive, restaurants have been permitted to open at 25% capacity for dining room services, as many continue to provide curbside, drive-through and delivery options. Locally owned Little Italy, on South Fort Hood Street in Killeen, served its first customers on May 1, after a deep cleaning in the week prior, according to general manager Gary Revel Jr. "We took the whole place apart and cleaned it from top to bottom," Revel said. "We used the best products you could buy. We joke, this restaurant is cleaner than a hospital." Christina Coker, general manager of Rose's Cafe, said the restaurant was cleaned thoroughly and daily cleansing efforts include coronavirus protocol. Those include the company providing masks that have to be worn at all times, having them to have the masks on before they walk into building, and gloves to all our employees, Coker said. Having a timer set for everyone to wash their hands and change their gloves and when it is necessary. Coker said everyone has their temperature screened before they clock in for their shift. And they are also asked a series of questions about how they are feeling and if they have been experiencing particular symptoms associated with COVID-19, the Herald reported. Anyone who experiences symptoms or doesn't pass the temperature check is asked to see a doctor and required to bring a note from their physician before returning to work, Coker said. "For our guests, we are providing extra sanitizing areas in the store," Coker said, "including door handles, tables, chairs, bathrooms, drink stations, and condiment areas being sanitized every 15 minutes. Indiana. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb is reopening the state, including restaurants, with most restaurants operating at 50% capacity. The local ABC affiliate reported on the developments in the state. Radius, a restaurant in Porter County, closed down back in March. Nearly 2 months later, owner Chris Pavlo was happy to see his customers dining in again, ABC reported. "Today has been great," Pavlo said. "We have a lot of regulars that are excited to be here," he said. "We got the place ready for social distancing. We have our masks and the employees are wearing them, and we are being very sanitary. The customers will not be required to wear masks," Pavlo said. "We feel a little cooped up," said Nathan Walker, a customer said in the ABC report. "We got appetizers, soup, and we ate like we had not eaten in 7 weeks." The Rosewood Family Restaurant in Portage had to close down completely for 2 months, ABC reported. The restaurant is now wiping down menus and keeping patrons as far apart as they can. "We're just glad to be back," Maggie Karakazis, owner of Rosewood Family Restaurant, said. "Wanna welcome everybody back and hopefully we're gonna get back to, I know it's a new normal, but some sort of a new normal." Arizona. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey relaxed restrictions in the state so that some restaurants can now offer dine-in services, including large chains and mom-and-pop operations. Diners will be separated to conform with social distancing requirements and only parties of 10 or fewer will be seated. "Our goal is not to be busy for the first week," said Phoenix-based restaurant owner Sam Fox. "Our goal is to make sure we have our procedures in place, our employees are feeling safe. We really want to get this right the first time." The Eagle reported on what restaurants are putting into place in the state. Fox, the founder of Fox Restaurant Concepts with a variety of the brands around Arizona and the country, said 11 stores opened Monday in 4 markets. Flower Child locations in Atlanta, Phoenix, and Tucson are open, along with the Henry and Doebert. He plans to follow with several Culinary Dropout and Zinburger locations in the coming days. Restaurant owners described a variety of steps they're taking to ensure customers and workers feel safe, from separating tables to providing masks, gloves, and health screenings for employees when they arrive. In a Flower Child restaurant in the Phoenix neighborhood of Arcadia, the usually crowded restaurant had many tables missing. Some of the others were marked as reserved to maintain distance between customers. A handful of people dined on salads, bowls, or entrees, but most of the food went as takeout. "We're just excited to be back up and running and to be able to do the thing we know best. And that's to make food, see family get-togethers, and be able to interact with the public again," said Frank Lara, vice president of operations for Chompies, where plastic screens have been installed between booths. The downtown diner in Flagstaff reopened Monday after being closed since late March, the Eagle reported. Dining customers were offered packaged plastic utensils, to-go boxes, and to-go cups with lids and straws. But general manager Mark Gent said some opted for traditional dishes, silverware, and mugs. "People are pretty bold," he said. "I think people are ready to get that little sense of normality back." Follow Penny Star on Twitter.